The law that took effect in May lets residents of a school district file complaints against race-based team mascots or nicknames they deem discriminatory. If the State Department of Public Instruction agrees, the district would have a year to eliminate the mascot or be fined. State Representative Steve Noss says his new bill aims to repeal the law and negates any rulings already handed down by the Department of Public Instruction. Noss says it puts the matter back on the local level, not in the hands of state bureaucrats.
In essence, one person in a community can complain to the Department of Public Instruction, and the school district then is considered to be guilty until they prove themselves innocent. And that means they've got to take their attorney time, administrative and school board time, to defend an accusation by one member of the community.
But backers of the law say it's helped curb negative portrayals of Native Americans.
They really are a form of archaic stereotype that should have left our culture during the Civil Rights era.
Barb Munson of the Wisconsin Indian Education Association says not only are race-based mascots harmful to Native children's well-being, but they're also bad for commerce.
The tribes are major employers, and they give a great deal to their communities. How is it helping Wisconsin's economy to continue to stereotype Native young people? It should be a red flag to anyone in the business community, indicating that the community has not evolved in terms of developing a diverse workforce.
Munson was among those who fought for more than a decade for a statewide Indian mascot law. She says she hopes Noss reconsiders his plan to try and repeal it. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.